Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? We're back here on the morning shift here on Sports Radio 19 on the Game, and we have Rusty Manziel joining us here in our
unplugged
8 o'clock
Rusty Manziel. You're gonna get the honest Rusty today. Well, I'm just telling you right now.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing.
Okay, Rusty,
all right,
we're about to enter
Rusty.
We want unfiltered. We're about to enter 2025. What's on your vision board for 2025?
You know what?
I'm getting Tiffany. It's a grown person. What I'm getting Tiffany.
A grown person.
2025.
I am happy.
I've already told her. I'm not asking. The dad mode is switched. It's time for. I told her I'm gonna get her about a B plus. He's got a little bit of work left in him.
No, I do not need. Do you know the life expectancy ranges once you allow a man to come into? I'm just kidding. I sound like a man hater. I'm not a man hater, but I am joking. But really, married women die sooner, and married men live longer.
Listen,
I don't know about that.
That's another whole conversation.
We always touch
on y'all's earlier conversations. The only time in life that a man says soft and is good is about cookies.
Dude.
You know what?
I was really nervous for what was about to
happen. I'm done.
Be honest with you. I was getting ready to tell him to hit the dump button.
That is phenomenal.
Man. Thank God.
I'm done.
That is phenomenal.
What's the average amount of sleep you've gotten this week? Because you've been a busy man with those state titles.
I really try to appreciate what teams take to get to the state finals. These high school teams, these kids start lifting in January, so I feel like I have the opportunity to be a part, tell the story on TV. So I really dig in, not just on the 4 and 5 stars, the kids. Every coach that I interviewed, I said, hey, who's the guy that's about to play his last high school game, that's not going to college, that has meant so much? And I'll sum it up. I did Burke County. They were in the 2A finals. And I said, coach, who is that guy? And I'm dead serious. He goes, it's Pig. And I said, excuse me? He goes, his name's Pig. That's our center. I said, what's his real name? He said, don't matter.
Yeah, I like this kid.
He said, he's 5'9".
Okay.
He's 205 pounds of center, and he will absolutely maul you.
And he's a Jesse.
He's a Jesse.
Love it.
And he said, you know what? It'd be hard to replace Pig.
Oh!
Thumbs it up, man. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I'll say this real thing, because this is the topic this morning. Tyler Atkinson, he's the number one player in the state of Georgia for 2026 at Grayson. What he did last night, everybody's talking about on social media. I've known this kid since he was an eighth grader. He has a real Adidas. He's going to be on a commercial for Adidas. He has a real NIL Adidas deal. And he works like he has no offers. This might be the best linebacker in Georgia since Roquan Smith. I mean, this dude last night, everybody was like, wait a minute. Everybody in the country, Wayne Gandy, who did it.
Yeah.
He's already talking about Auburn. He's like, go West, young man. Go West, you know. But if you had a chance to see Tyler Atkinson at Grayson, I've known him. He's fantastic.
The Owen Papo route.
He's better than Owen.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy can do everything. He can rush the passer. He can fly. I mean, he can fly on the field. But this kid he takes every day like he doesn't have an offer. This is a rare one now. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Know this one.
All right. It's a mess.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, remember that movie with Will Ferrell and the election movie with Will Ferrell? And he's like, Washington's a mess. We need to clean it up.
Oh, boy.
College football is a mess right now. Rhett Lashley came out against it. There's been others. The transfer portal in December cannot exist with a 12-team college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There's one team right now, and it's not Georgia, so don't start DMing me. There's one team right now that I was told this week that is paying kids to stay just to practice, knowing those kids are going in the portal.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Don't get in the portal yet. We're going to pay you. You're going to get this extra check to stay. We got to have bodies to practice. And I'm dead serious. I was told that. It's not Georgia.
Where'd Ryan Day get that extra money from?
I'm just telling you, that was what I was told the men's. And if that doesn't sum things up for you,
it's brutal.
Well, what's like, I've been told that the end game is, I think there's a hearing in April, the House hearing that's going to happen in April, where they can kind of finalize the guidelines around revenue sharing.
Yep.
Is that the next step where somebody looks, or are we just floating along here, just waiting for somebody to step up and raise their hand?
Mike, they've lost every single lawsuit. I mean, it seems to me they're scared to death to do anything. It's really, I'm trying not to get into panic mode, but I'm worried about college football.
Yeah, same.
I'm worried. The sport I love, and I'm all in on kids getting paid. I think they deserve some money. I mean, not just chump change. I mean, these guys get real value. What we're doing, this is not real life. You don't come into 929 today and go, hey, you know what, I'm going to go across the street and work for them for about a month, and I'll let y'all know if I'm coming back.
Yeah.
If you up your contract.
Well, and that's the frustrating part is we haven't even gotten a chance to talk about it, but Greg Byrne, Alabama's AD,
that's
put
unbelievable.
Out a statement yesterday on
that's
Twitter
unbelievable,
was asking
man.
For money. And
I'm like, dude. At Christmas.
And I like Greg Byrne, man. I do. It's 7 days before Christmas.
Hey, we got to buy a corner, man. I know your kid wants that new PlayStation, but
dude,
if you really
thing.
Want this corner, I need that check.
What's more important? That's your right. kid playing PlayStation or yeah. Alabama in the college football playoff?
Like, first of all, you're already talking to a, let's just call it a poverty-stricken state.
Yeah.
There's no billionaire boosters for Alabama. This is not Texas, Ohio State.
Georgia doesn't have one either.
Yeah.
Georgia doesn't have one.
And I think Auburn has one.
Yeah.
I think the Yellowwood guy.
Yep.
Right? And so you look at it from that aspect and you're like, what is it? Like, is it just, are we heading to a situation where Oregon and Texas A&M, and then everybody else just dies on the vine? And but my question is, Rusty, and not to go too deep, and I know we got to get those up. At what point do the stakeholders on the entertain, like the ESPNs of the world, step in and go, okay, like this is going to die if something doesn't change. How can we help? Because it just seems like we're just floating along, man.
I don't know that ESPN is going to step in there because they don't really, my opinion, they don't care where these players are as long as those guys end up in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? They need the value there. Somebody.
But if people start watching,
I tell you what's going to happen is about 50 teams are going to break apart and they're going to make their own rules.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's going to take everybody in together and say, this is what the rules are and this is what it's going to take. So the calendar right now, the fact that we didn't have any Division I coaches on the sidelines at the Georgia State Championships, I was shocked. Like, that would be 150 coaches, minimum, watching these kids play and looking at the sophomores, looking at the juniors and doing those types of things. Guys weren't there.
So what you're getting into then is the impact that the portal has on high school players.
Oh, yeah, I could go with it. I just, you heard me send a message to a coach before one of the commercial, like, These seniors are the parents are like in panic mode because the scholarship spots are not there right now because the schools are saving it for poor.
Well, not only that, this is going to be, I think, the last year of COVID eligibility as well, right?
So very
you still
few
got
left.
Super
very,
seniors.
Very few of those left.
Yeah, you had the Diego Pavia lawsuit to that, and all of a sudden there's a whole other window.
I saw JUCO coaches last night going, y'all see this?
Mm-hmm.
You see this? So, man, it's there, but I love college football,
news,
but I'm more. Here's the last thing I'll say, and I'll say this, and Mike, I think you'll understand this, being who you are and what you've done. My biggest worry, period, is 3 years from now when none of these kids have a degree, and nobody's kissing their butt, and nobody's paying them $40,000 a month, and then you say, hey, I need you to start this entry level job at $50,000 a year. Oh, by the way, you don't have a college degree.
It's going to be awful.
Where are we going to be mental health-wise?
I saw people like that after the NFL.
Yes.
And people that did have a college degree
yes.
trying to find how they can utilize their college degree because they spent time in the NFL. And it's like, I don't even know how to break into an entry-level job with this college degree. And how do I adjust to life making $50,000
a year? Nobody's talking about that part of it, but that is a real concern I have for where these young men will be in three years. Because these 19-year-old kids, these kids are making $50,000 a month.
Yeah. It makes me sad, man.
$50,000 a month.
What game this weekend is on your
Tennessee, Ohio State. I think it has to be that, because I think the pressure of Ryan Day, you want to talk about some spending on a roster? Let him lose that game. Oh, by the way, have y'all seen the ticket prices on that? It's cheap.
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
Like, I think it's like $100. But that's better people paying more to get into Grayson Carrollton last
Penn
night.
State are like 65. Like, you just, like, it's crazy. Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I think I think the passion is fledgling a little bit. With, you know, Penn State's backup quarterback's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But I also think we're asking too much of these fan bases.
Well, that's
no doubt.
That's why you can't expand it.
It's not cheap. It's not cheap, man.
I don't care what people – you can't expand. This isn't Division II where you can play, you know, have 32 teams or whatever they have in it, 16, 20, whatever. You can't expand past 12.
What if you did this? What if you expanded to 16 and you had a doubleheader at Mercedes-Benz, or you had a doubleheader in Dallas?
So you're going to let – like college basketball where you I mean, that's great, but I still think you're asking for those fans to travel multiple. Now you're adding an extra game.
I agree.
And you got to travel more, unless you just do it where everybody has a bye.
I know a lot of Georgia fans, obviously, and they're rolling the dice that Georgia wins if they don't go to New Orleans, that they'll go to Miami and play the second round. So trying to make a decision. I mean, it's the holidays, man. You're going to drop money to go to New Orleans and then go ahead and hope they go to Miami if they win that. And, you know, it's just big boy decisions.
Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
Tennessee and Ohio State.
That's a big one.
So then Friday night, you've got Indiana and Notre Dame, and the winner of that game is going to see
Georgia. Sugar Bowl. I think it's going to be Notre Dame. Notre Dame defensively is really, really good. But I will say, you start talking about ticket prices. Now, that's the one, because it's two in-state schools. They don't play a lot. Indiana, for the first time, you know, kind of relevant football for a long time. That's going to be fun to watch. Game day is going to be there. It's interesting. Game day is starting at 4 o'clock. It's going to come on at 4 o'clock. So it's going to go right into the game, which is cool. So I'm excited. You know, it kind of hit me last night when I got back to the hotel. I was like, man, high school football is over. And I thought, well, here comes the playoffs.
Well, you know what's funny is we were kind of having this conversation earlier. It's like, we've been so focused in on the Michael Penix news.
Yeah.
That, like, it's almost like a cherry on top, a bonus, when you're like, oh, yeah. We got some good games this weekend.
I sat in that building last night, and I thought, man, this kid's going to walk in here Sunday, and there's going to be a lot of energy.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of energy.
It's going to be cool to have that much energy December 24th. Second,
yes,
at Mercedes-Benz. I don't think we've felt that really in a while.
Yep.
And it's going to kind of feel like an opening day energy.
I'm excited. I think Kirk Cousins, I don't have the answers. I haven't seen this trend happen to a player at that level, like go down this quick. Like this guy's like riding a scream machine. He came down the other side, and we ain't went back up the roller coaster.
Yeah.
I think Penix, if this guy can be that guy, the Falcons, it doesn't matter the money, because you got a rookie quarterback. Look at Denver, man.
Yeah.
Denver's, they're paying half of Pittsburgh's power bills up there, and they're still going to the playoffs with Bo Nix. So I'm excited for Penix. We got all these weapons. You know, I talked to Andy. You know, he's obviously a Washington, Andy Bunker, and he's like, dude, this guy's different. And you see him throw in person. I mean, it comes out of his arm, man. It's live now. It is live. And if you're a wide receiver, you know what's going on behind the scenes. You've been watching this kid.
Yeah. Well, he made two throws in Denver, Rusty. Yeah. Two throws. Yeah. And the first one was a crossing route. And, I mean, that thing had such velocity on it. Yeah. And then the other one's down the sideline to Casey Washington. And it would have been a catch. Unfortunately, Casey Washington hit his head on the ground. He got concussed on the plays while he dropped the ball. Mm. But it was, I mean, he dropped it in its breadbasket. It was an unbelievable throw. After Casey got hurt, they're like, you know what? This game's over. We're going to run the ball. We don't want to get anything. But, dude, he can fire it in there. He's way more mobile than people give him credit for. People forget that we had Kalen DeBoer on this radio show talking about how he used him in Indiana when he was the OC there, and how they used him as a runner because they needed to. They didn't have the weapons that they had at Washington.
And what a story it will be with all that he's gone through in his career. I know when I had him at Washington, I cannot remember the quarterback's coach name then, but he was getting emotional talking to me before the game just about what a great
I think he's the OC at Seattle now, right?
I think so. I
took the Ryan Grubb?
Yeah.
I believe I was talking to Ryan Grubb. So,
I tell you, this city, we're due a superstar. We're due a Michael Penix. We're due a kid that can set this place on fire with little kids wearing that jersey. I mean, we are due a dude.
Give it to me.
We're due.
Give it to
and
me.
And maybe now Costco's stock will go up depending on what happens.
I almost went and got a hot dog this morning.
You know, right?
I almost got a hot dog this morning.
Rusty,
I didn't want to be called soft, though, so I didn't do it.
We appreciate you. Got to get the pizza. No, I'm just kidding. We appreciate you coming in with us, Rusty. Thanks for the insight. We'll talk to you later. Yeah. More on Michael Penix being the Falcons starting quarterback next when we return here in A Life of Squid on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dylan, what is this music? Are we in an elevator?
What? You've never. Who are you? You've never heard.
This is not what I want to hear as my bumper music. I'm sorry.
Who is this?
The Weeknd.
Yeah, it's not my. I mean, it's. I know that he's a big.
I was. What? This feels like we're about to watch a rom com together.
What's the guy's name? Neo, who did the Thanksgiving halftime show? Sounded like a Neo song.
I was right. Wasn't I, Dylan? Who this is?
It's the Weeknd. Yeah.
This sounds like us on the soundtrack to like a rom com. But
you want to listen to a country twang for romance?
Well, I want some rock. Why we need romance?
No, but that's what this. That's what I'm not saying we need romance right now. But I'm saying that's what this song is.
Yeah,
it's not a good song.
No, I don't. Not for a bumper for a sports radio show. I mean, I guess this goes along.
Right.
Like Ed tweeted me. He says, "Does Tiff have some Fuji water to wash down the artesian sourdough and farm fresh cage free eggs that she's eating?"
First of all, I bought the most basic of basic sourdoughs, but usually I do splurge for a classier
sourdough.
And yes, my eggs are cage free.
Tell me again.
That's the most on brand thing I've heard.
Unbelievable.
I'm joking. I do like artesian sourdough. Like, you know, because like you get from the bakery. You get from the bakery, it's all.
You go to a bakery to get your bread?
No, bakery at the grocery store.
Oh yeah, you know not sealed. You go to one where they bake it fresh.
No,
something tells me you're not hitting the Piggly Wiggly.
I don't know where one is, but I don't think I have one.
There's one in Tallapoosa.
I don't live there.
Is there?
And there's one in Bremen too.
I don't live there. So, but again, I know,
but it's a short car ride.
You know what?
You're already ITP. It's not that much far.
You messed that up, or that would have been funny.
What's happening here? All right.
We're gonna talk.
Anyway, let's shift gears now. I wonder if Penix lives. He's probably OTP.
For sure.
Yeah, he's up there.
OTP in the branch.
He's a Gwinnettian.
All right. Anyway, probably shopping at Costco. We do know now that he is named the starting quarterback. He's talked a lot about his relationship with Kirk Cousins, and the two actually talked after this move was made.
Yeah, he just told me that, you know, he's in my corner, you know, the same way that I was for him whenever he was a starter. He said that he was going to come into the building, you know, continue to stay positive and, you know, do whatever he can to help me out and, you know, help this team win football games. So
I just don't know that you could have designed two better personalities to deal with a situation like this than what these two guys have shown and been. And over the course of really the length of time we've known Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix on the national scene, like, this is the guy that both of them have been. Like it's
Raheem Morris
talks about ethos, and like, I get it. Some people kind of roll their eyes at some of these comments, but when you bring in people like that, it makes these situations way easier to deal with.
Are you saying you don't think it'd be the same if this was Aaron Rodgers? And
well, Aaron Rodgers said if he's still with the Jets in 2025, he will help out whoever the emperor is. I saw that headline.
I mean, it kind of did go happen with Aaron Rodgers.
I was going to say it already did.
And
he was not happy about the Jordan Love draft.
Yeah.
And
But he never got replaced.
But who was dude in New York that got shipped out? The young guy.
Oh, Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson. So he was helpful to.
Well, it didn't look like it played. It didn't look like he was very helpful because nothing improved.
No.
With Zach Wilson there.
But anyway,
there's been a fall off without Zach Wilson. If you really want to make that comment, I mean, Zach Wilson. If you look at the records and everything, and everything that's going on with that team, he looks like he did pretty good last year.
You know, I got to call Turtle out real quick. You know, Thomas Dimitroff interviewed for the job in New York, and he kind of tweeted, you know, kind of crapping on it. And I'm just sitting here like, dude, whatever you think or don't think about Thomas Dimitroff, he would be the upgrade of all upgrades compared to the crap show that New York Jets have been the last 30 years. So if I'm a Jets fan, before I want to kill Thomas interviewing up there, I might look at the fact that he actually did make a Super Bowl. He actually did build a Super Bowl winning roster.
NFL Executive of the Year.
Yeah. So you know, it's just kind of funny, the revisionist history about when things. The problem that happened here at the end is people remember how bad it got with the payroll. It all started when Julio wanted to redo his contract. It got out of hand, and you became, him and Dan became two guys that were, they were, everything they did were to save their jobs. And it got, it kind of, spiraled. It steamrolled on them.
Yeah, snowballed.
So look at Dan Quinn out of being a head coach, and what he's done stepping in with a franchise and a rookie quarterback. Right. You tell me Thomas couldn't go up there and do better than what they've had in New York the last 30 years?
Thomas gets mud slung on him way too often. I'm with you. I mean, if you really want to look at it, I think he is responsible for bringing in 5 of the top 10 players in this franchise's history.
Yeah, I know 2 right off the top of my head.
Yeah, Julio and Matt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Tony, let's go Michael. I mean, you could keep going. Roddy White.
Yeah, the Michael Turner. Well, Roddy was already here.
Yeah, it wasn't Roddy yet.
But Michael Turner's a very good call. Hell.
Would y'all put Grady in that conversation too?
Yeah. But go look at who I'm going to, and I'm going to make some people probably kind of think for a second. You went Bob Whitfield at left tackle, right? And he was a dominant left tackle. And then you really didn't have a dominant or a stalwart, right, at left tackle until they drafted Jake. And yeah. And everybody can talk about, and I've heard the who's the guy that came out? Was it Lawan?
Taylor Lawan.
Everybody was said, they should have drafted Taylor Lawan. Where's Taylor Lawan right now? He's doing a podcast.
Yeah, he's blessing.
Okay. He might have had 2 good years, but he didn't stay healthy. And Jake has missed, I think, 1 game. Jake's so committed to this team, he had a baby mid afternoon and flew to Charlotte. To play in a game.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a good point. You're right. I think Jake Matthews deserves to be on that list, one of the all-time greats in this franchise.
He's a good call, too. So, I mean, just there's been a lot of good players in this franchise's history, but I don't think it's recency bias to say Thomas was responsible for 5 of the top 10. Like, I don't think so.
Well, and you know what? The heyday of this franchise was from 2008 to about to 2017. And you had what? You had 1 losing season in there, and then another one that was 8-8, and the rest of it, you had winning seasons, you had playoff appearances, you had a Super Bowl. You know, and Thomas is not to blame for what happened in the Super Bowl. He put the team together. He helped put the team together, him and Dan.
I agree.
And whatever coaching decisions were made, that's not Thomas's fault.
When we come back here on the morning shift, we will hit a life of Squid. You're like, yes, we will.
Yes, we will. We had our Christmas party last night. Want to give a shout out to that and more. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game. And
the Odyssey app.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're back here on the Morning Shift, getting you set for a life of Squid in just a minute. But first, I'm going to go look at the poll that I put on Instagram because these clowns were telling me I am.
How did you ask the question?
Right. Day Day asked me what I was eating for breakfast. Him and Dylan wanted to know, and I said eggs and sourdough. But I've been told that I was bougie for saying sourdough and not just saying eggs and bread.
Toast.
Whatever. Yes, eggs and toast. I
you said
specific
sourdough with fried egg is what you said.
Yeah. So
you led with sourdough. That's why you're bougie. Could have been just toast.
She could have also, to her credit, she could have said sourdough and cage free eggs. So
you know what? So far, people are siding with you guys. So
how many people?
Now there hasn't
Who
been
are
a
these
lot
people?
Of. There's. It's still early. So far, 17 people have voted yes that I am bougie. 4 people voted.
4?
So currently that's 81% saying I am bougie. 19% says I am not.
Wow. That's all
right. You know what?
There's still time. This is only 40 minutes ago. What?
Own it.
You know, it's only going to get worse. Has your sister weighed in yet?
Yeah. No, she probably hasn't seen it.
She thinks you're bougie, though.
She knows you're bougie.
Yeah.
No, she thinks I'm trash. So, it's not.
Hey, can I ask you a question? And I know you're gonna get really mad at me.
Uh-oh.
I can eat France. I can eat bread in France.
You can
not,
eat.
Not here in the States.
But do you maybe get skincare products imported from out of the country?
Where are you?
Like from France.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you?
Yeah, that's bougie.
How did you know this?
You told me.
Oh, I thought because I just got it yesterday.
No, you told me.
You're right. That is
bougie, right?
No.
Bougie, right?
Someone sent me the sunscreen that I like, and that person lives in France, and they went and got me the sunscreen.
Hey, Dylan.
That's not bougie. That's a smart play if you're a dude.
I was informed it's not bougie. It's just better ingredients, which would make it bougie.
Well, that's the Papa John's tagline.
Tiffany.
So Papa John's is bougie.
When you go to the store and you buy clean wipes, do you buy generic or name brand?
We're holding a little kangaroo court here.
I'll tell you what you don't get generic. Any of the W sauce, because it's the real thing, all right? And the Owl Inn Lager, New Realm, the official beer of Kennesaw State. And don't forget, it's still time. There's still time, Tiffany, to order anyone in your life a gift of meat. The Omaha Steaks. And use the code SQUID to get an extra $30 off an already 50% off site-wide.
You're starting to make me uncomfortable when you do this.
Who?
You. I can't even look at you. I don't know. It's just weird the way you just described that. Go ahead. Continue.
Doesn't make you bougie. It makes you right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Anywho, big shout out to Dylon and the rest of the party planning team. They want to go by the engagement team, so I will not call them that.
Yeah. Thank you, Bo.
For the Christmas party last night.
I'm just picturing the office where those three girls sit around the table and plan parties. You
and
know
then Dylon.
Real quick, can I ask y'all a question about last night's Christmas party? Was I or was I not probably like the best greeter ever?
You were a good greeter.
You were. And honestly, the party this year, way better than last year. I thought that you guys made some adjustments and really knocked it out of the park.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Maybe, I don't know if we need a magician. Maybe.
He was great.
He was awesome, dude.
Yeah, but
don't rain on the parade.
Could have, I don't know. The Coors Original was a nice touch.
Banquet beer.
So was the Champagne of beer, High Life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
Sierra Nevada was a little off-putting, but no worries.
Yeah, maybe go with something else next time.
No, Sierra Nevada's beer, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Thinking of Sierra Mist, which doesn't exist anymore, but yeah.
I'm glad to tell you that I can take all of this constructive good feedback, and I'll report back. So thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that we opened up the extra area. So,
I actually found out the reason it wasn't open last year it wasn't finished. It wasn't ready. That's the only reason it wasn't open last year.
Oh, well.
I'm here for the extra space.
Yeah, the extra space was very
It was needed.
Nice.
It was great.
And happy birthday to our leader, Rick Caffey.
Yeah, nice work.
I know he listens. He's a big member of Squid Nation.
Well, look, man, I got a chance to talk Michael Penix with him for a solid 20 minutes last night. He was into it.
Well, you were talking too.
No, I know.
I mean, you didn't sound like
I just said you and I
dominated the conversation.
No, I said you and I got
I
a
only
chance.
Talked to you guys last night.
You talked to me.
I did talk to you.
Briefly, and then you and Abe were like hitting it off over there, so I didn't want to interrupt you guys' conversation.
You were talking to Zeno for a little bit, Dylan.
Yeah.
Talking to Dylon at the door, hanging out by the group.
Which is funny, because I was like, oh, Tiffany's leaving. And you just stopped by Dylan, and I was like, oh, maybe she's not. She's just talking to Dylan.
That's right. Me and Tiff were just chopping it up. She was helping me greet a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, guess who might be chopping it up on a college football field in 2025? Any guesses?
Who?
Any guesses?
No clue.
Just tell us.
Diego Pavia. He has gotten an injunction, so it looks like he might be able to play. I actually, I'm not a huge fan of the writers for the Win, the website, because I think they're.
It was that USA Today.
USA Today.
Yeah, I don't like. They did on my nerves, but they actually had a pretty good one. Diego Pavia is cleared to return to Vanderbilt in 2025, which is terrible news for Hugh Freeze, and it kind of made me laugh because Diego Pavia has beaten Hugh Freeze pretty much everywhere he's at when he was at New Mexico State.
I wish I could talk trash on this one, but I can't.
Yeah, well, it's probably bad news for Kalen DeBoer too. I think that game will. I don't. Well, they'll play in Tuscaloosa.
Yep.
Hey, can I ask you a random question just off the top of my head?
Sure.
Why did Alabama stop playing Auburn every other time at like Legion Field? They used to play every once in a while the Iron Bowl would be at Legion Field.
Yeah, well, it's because they wanted the home field advantage the same way Auburn had, I believe.
But was it a split when that game was played? You never played at Legion Field, did you?
No, I never did. But my understanding is it was way more of a split than it was going to be in Tuscaloosa. So they stopped doing it.
Is there any part of you that thinks that they should just do it every year at Legion Field?
Not anymore. I mean, have you seen Legion Field?
No. Is it out of?
They don't use. There's nothing there anymore.
Is that not
UAB
where
built a new stadium?
Oh, okay.
Downtown, and they use it. I'm not even sure what. I used to work at Legion Field a few years ago when they.
I was going to say, I thought it was still around.
Dude, it was, you know, the whole you know, crank, you know, rope opening for the windows and the press box, and place it looked like it was haunted. Yeah, I did not enjoy that facility.
So it looks like Pavia is going to get to play next year. The injunctions began put in. Can Vanderbilt win 9 games next year because of Diego Pavia's return?
I would like to go look at their schedule, but I would say yes, just going off the
pretty much going to be right this. Now. Pretty much going to be the same it was this year, as far as SEC wise.
I like the direction they went in this year, and I like that having been there when Clark Lee first got hired, having one of their games and talking about his vision and all that stuff. I don't know if he used a vision board or not, but anyway.
Oh, I don't know if they're winning. You know what?
It's nice to see a lot of the things that he talked about back then.
Well, they don't have to run to Georgia State this year.
They play Charleston. They open with Charleston. Then they go to Va Tech, and then they go to South Carolina in back-to-back weeks. Then they get the fight in Georgia State Panthers at home.
Man, that's not – well.
Oh, you disrespect my school.
Utah State.
You get them in Nashville this time, so that's
– different.
Utah State should be a win. Then they go to Bryant-Denny. They have an off week. Here's
the problem with all of this. We have no idea what these teams will look like next year.
And this None. Is also
That's true.
Man, not they got one idea.
Man, they got a tough schedule.
Vanderbilt's got money.
They got Va Tech, South Carolina, Alabama, LSU, Missouri, Texas, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Auburn on their – boy, they got a tough schedule.
You know the best part is that Clark Lee and Tiff brought up – Clark Lee is kind of on the record as being like, we've kind of relaxed our rules around here a little bit. Like, he basically was like – yeah, we weren't as kind of cutthroat this year with how our players were acting. We kind of loosened up a little bit, and they kind of took to it.
Things happen differently when you pay them.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have to loosen up at this point.
We're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be right back.